For Idaho Matters, now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This year, Optimist Youth Football will be celebrating its 75th anniversary. As a nonprofit, the organization has helped to coach more than 70,000 young athletes. And this month, they'll be adding to that number as they kick off their Kids Skills Camp. So joining us now to talk more is Jaron Moore, Optimist Youth Football President. Jaron, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you, Hannah. We're glad to be here.
So for those who haven't heard about Optimist Youth Football, can you tell us a little bit about the organization and how it got started?
Well, it goes back to 1949. There were a group of gentlemen that wanted to start a youth football program. One didn't exist at the time. And they looked around, and the kids were there. They needed to figure out how to cover the activity with insurance. Even back then, they worried about those kind of things. And at that point in time, Optimist International had the best insurance, so they formed an Optimist Club. They built four teams in the Boise High area and played their first game starting in 1949.
What would you say has been the biggest impact of this program on kids? I mean, a lot of these kids are now adults that have taken part in this program.
You know, the program over the years has stuck to its guns, and those of us that have come through have agreed to stick to the mission. And there were three components to that. The first was to teach football. We believe thoroughly that the game of football is the closest thing to the game of life. And the sooner those kids learn those lessons of hard work and teamwork and friendship and how to succeed as a group, the better they're going to be in life. And then the second part was to make the game of football safe, and to continue to make it safer and learn the best techniques and continue to pass that on. And probably the most important tenet has been that we don't chase championships outside the state, outside in the nation. This program was built on the concept that we want the kids in our program, these 12-year-olds, to play together. Our teams are no tryouts. You play on the team that's in your area. You're on that team the full time you're in the program. You move up with those kids. You move up with your coach. And then you get to middle school or junior high, and you play with those kids again. And then you get to high school. And in the process, you develop lifelong friendships. The parents develop friendships with each other. And you've laid the foundation for what makes this community special. And we think this program has been a big part of that.
Well, and it's definitely been successful since we mentioned you're going to be celebrating the 75th anniversary, and you're adding something new this month. Where you're doing a kids' skills camp. So what kinds of things will these young players have a chance to learn?
Well, this will be the second camp, Hannah, that we've actually done. So back in 2005, we got a couple of alumni to come back, Jake Plummer and Jeb Putzier, and came back, and we did a camp with them in 05 and 06. They wanted to get back to the community. And then we got away from it. This year, we brought it back because we thought it was appropriate and it's something we want to do going forward. And we've added the girls to it. We started a girls league this spring, the first all-girls flag league. And so what's going to happen is we're fortunate enough, we have 8 Boise State players scheduled to come out and help coach. The kids will learn skills from wide receiving, throwing the ball, catching the ball, how to come off of a stance. And they're also going to have fun. We'll be able to play catch. We'll play some Bronco ball. They'll have refreshments. And each one gets a shirt from the camp. And at the end of the day, we're going to set up and let them get an autograph from the Boise State players that are here. We've opened it up. 3/4 of the kids are kids who are playing Optimist, but the others are just kids that want to come out and learn about the game of football.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.